Amen. I am glad somebody obeyed. All of us should be glad that somebody obeyed. We should be glad, first of all, that Jesus obeyed. Because in order to ensure our eternal salvation, it was necessary for him to subordinate himself to the will of his Father and to be obedient to his Father. If he had not obeyed, we would not be saved. If he had not obeyed, we would not have access to eternal life. If he had not obeyed, we would not have the promise and the hope of heaven. So I'm glad that Jesus obeyed. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Hebrew writer says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. I'm glad that my mother obeyed. I'm glad that she hung in there over the years. I'm glad that those persons who shared with me the saving gospel of Jesus Christ obeyed the divine mandate to teach the gospel, to preach the gospel to all. And I was the blessed recipient of the gospel message, which is God's power unto salvation. So those persons who took their responsibilities to share the gospel seriously and who shared it with me, I'm glad that they obeyed the Great Commission prompted by the Great Commandment. And now, because of their obedience, I am a child of God, and I have the hope of heaven. Good to be here this evening. Good to see each of you here this evening. Good to have Brother Hewlin Bonner here and his family, his wife and daughter, with us. We had a great practice this evening, and I'm glad he obeyed as well. Want to look at one verse in the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 15. Job chapter 13 and verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. I'd like to talk to you a few minutes this evening using as the specific title of our lesson this evening, Inside Braces for Outside Storms. Inside Braces for Outside Storms. We are all familiar with the various storms of life. Some of us have observed storms in the lives of others. Some of us have personally experienced storms in our own lives. There are some who can probably truthfully say, I've never really experienced a storm in my life. All I want to say to you is this: if you've not yet experienced a storm, then I encourage you to keep living, because the storms are coming. And usually, the older that we get, the more storms that we encounter. When we look at our lives and the various storms that we experience, With many of us, you are either in a storm of some kind, you have just come out of a storm of some kind, or you are fixing to enter into a storm. But regardless of whether you are in a storm right now or whether you are just came out of a storm or about to enter into a storm, we have to deal with the storms of life. And in order to deal with the storms of life and to prevent the storms of life from crushing us, to prevent the storms of life from overwhelming us, we need some inside braces that will strengthen us. We need some inside braces that will fortify us. We need some inside braces that will help us to endure the various storms of life. Now, when we look at Job, we see that he experienced some very severe storms in his life. Job had experienced the loss of his valuable property. Job had experienced the loss of all of his children. He didn't just lose one child or a few of his children, but he lost all of his children. He lost all of his sons. He lost all of his daughters. Job also, as we indicated several weeks ago, Job also lost the support and encouragement of his wife. She suggested that Job should curse God and die. But Job told her that she talked like a foolish woman. You know, you don't want your mate to talk foolishly. You want your mate to offer words of encouragement. You want your mate to evidence a spirit of support. You want your mate to be one on whom you can confidently lean and depend. Job additionally lost his health. But one thing Job did not lose, although he stood in the darkness pleading for the night, or for the light, unable to really fathom what was happening or why what was happening to him. Job, during his time of storm, also experienced the criticism of his so-called friends, and Job described them as miserable comforters. They told Job, and they kept emphasizing, Job, you are suffering what you are suffering. You are suffering the loss of property, the loss of your livestock, the loss of your servants, the loss of your sons, the loss of your daughters, the loss of your health. You are suffering all of this, Job, because you have sinned and violated the law of God somewhere. And because of your sin, God has punished you with this suffering. Job had to defend himself. Job, bless his heart, was laboring in the dark. But all, of all that Job lost, Job did not lose the most salient and vital inside brace that helped him to endure. What inside brace did Job have in order to help him stand up against the outside storms of life that assailed him? The preeminent inside brace that enabled Job to endure was the enduring faith of Job. It's a marvelous thing, and it is beyond total comprehension the difference that faith can make in the life of an individual when they are going through the storms of life. Job's faith was sorely tested, but it endured through the storms and trials of life. For Job's faith was very strong faith. His strong faith is seen in the statement made in our verse, in our scripture text. And it is also seen in the season of his faith. Notice what Job said. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. This is a grand statement or expression of one's faith being strong and unmovable. Job said that regardless of what happened to him, he would still trust in God. What a great commitment that is, a commitment that honors God. We, however, are not prone to make such strong commitments of our faith. Often we condition our faith and trust in God on future blessings. You know, you've heard folks say, if God will make me well, then I'll come back to the church and I will be faithful to the Lord once more. I will live for God if he will get me up off of this sickbed. Or if God will give me a job, then I will live for him. If God will bring me safely through this particular storm through which I am passing, then I will live for him. Now it is true we ought to be inspired to live for God when he blesses us in this world. But to condition rather your faith and loyalty to him on future blessings is not noble faith. We ought to trust God simply because of who he is and because of what he has already done for us. To withhold our dedication and devotion to him until he does something more in the future is to say he has not done enough in the past to merit our trust in him and to continue our faith in him. That attitude really dishonors God. God has done so much for us already. He sent Jesus, his son, to die on Calvary's tree that we might be saved and live eternally with him. Isn't that enough to motivate us to live for God? If we have the inside brace of faith, it will sustain us and it will help us to withstand whatever severe storm we find ourselves in. I want to move from Job for just a minute and move over to Acts chapter 27, and want to consider Paul in the midst of a terrible storm. He was en route to Rome on a merchant ship. The Bible says in chapter 27, verse number 13, chapter 27 and verse number 13. Notice what the Bible says. And when the south winds blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there rose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, that's a storm, the next day they lighted the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And verse number 20 says, and when neither sun nor stars appeared in many days, and no small tempest lay on us, notice, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Now this is Dr. Luke who is talking. He was with them on the ship, and he lost hope. Others lost hope. But when you're in a storm, that's one thing that you don't need to lose, because not only is faith an inside brace for an outside storm, hope is also an inside brace for an outside storm. Paul possessed both faith and hope. Now the Bible says, verse number 21, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And notice what he says in verse number 22, and now I beseech you to be of good cheer. Now, I want you to be consciously aware that Paul admonished his fellow travelers to be of good cheer, although they were in the very midst of a storm. And when we go through our various storms of life, we need to also be of good cheer. Paul said, don't despair. Don't marinate in your sense of misery. He said, be of good cheer. And he gave some specific reasons why they should be of good cheer and why they should not despair because of the storm. He said, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. He said, I know the storm around you are raging and the billows are tossing high, but be of good cheer. Have the assurance that there shall be no loss of any man's life. That's reason enough to be of good cheer, isn't it? And he went ahead to say, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. He had told them earlier that there shall be no loss of any man's life. He had been assured by the angel of God, bringing a word, a message from God, a message from God which engenders faith and which engenders hope. A message from God, the word of God, is one of those inside braces for outside storms. You remember Paul talking to the Ephesian elders at Miletus in Acts chapter 20 in verse number 32. He said, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of those who are sanctified. Paul continues by saying, the angel said, be of good cheer. Paul said, be of good cheer. And in verse 24, he says, fear not, Paul, the angel talking to Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. And the clenching affirmation of faith, verse 25, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. That's the faith that serves as an inside brace for the outside storm. He said, I believe God that it shall be as it was told me. He said, there shall be no loss of any man's life. I've given them to you, all the men on the ship. Also, I want you to know that you will be brought before Caesar. Isn't it wonderful when we can rest confidently upon the words of the Lord? We can have the assurance of trusting God based on his word. Now, somebody might say, well, Brother Jones, the angel of God didn't speak to me. The angel of God didn't give me that assurance. The angel of God might not have spoken to you directly, but the angel of God has spoken to his inspired apostles and inspired prophets and writers, and they have taken the word of God that has been revealed to them through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit. They have committed it to writing in the words of the Bible, and it is just as powerful, it is just as inspired, it is just as true now as it was then. You know, we talked about the faith as an inside brace for outside storms, but we also want to emphasize, again, we mentioned hope, that hope is an inside brace for outside storm. Notice Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. The Bible says that by two, verse number 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Now that encourages me to know that if God tells me something, I can count on it. I might not be able to count on the words of men. I might not be able to count on the words of politicians. I might not be able to count on the words of family. But I know I can count on the Word of God, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. And then he says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. An anchor is a weight that is designed to stabilize a ship and prevent it from capsizing. It is designed to keep a ship from drifting in the storms of life. And the Hebrew writer here describes hope as such an anchor. Whereas the anchor is let down to the bottom of the sea to help stabilize the ship, in our lives, hope reaches up even into heaven and connects us with God and helps stabilize our lives through the contact we have with heaven. That is our anchor of the soul. And it is not just sure. It is not just steadfast, but this hope, which is the anchor of the soul, it is both sure and it is steadfast. We can rely on it. And that hope, although we speak of it in some ways as an anchor that extends to heaven, that hope resides in our hearts. In Colossians 1:27, Paul mentions Christ in you, the hope of glory. The scriptures help inspire hope in our hearts. Whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And we have that hope abiding in our hearts. And this hope that we have is spoken of in Titus 1:2. Paul speaks of it in hope of eternal life, which God, that is again, cannot lie, promised before the world began. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 15, Peter says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Do you have a strong hope abiding in your heart? If you do, it serves as an inside brace for outside storms. Do you have the Word of God dwelling in you richly? If you do, it serves as an inside brace for outside storms. Do you have faith, confident reliance upon God inhabiting your heart? If you do, it is an inside brace for outside storms. Job possessed faith as an inside brace for an outside storm, and he was able to endure. The Hebrew boys had faith as an inside brace for an outside storm. Daniel in the lion's den had faith as an inside brace for his outside storms. Jesus, our Lord, had faith as an inside brace for his outside storms. If we have these inside braces for outside storms. No matter what the severity or the intensity of the storm, we will not be crushed and overcome and overwhelmed by the storms, because we are children of God. And we can say with Paul on the ship, I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me, taking God at his word. If you're here this evening and you're not yet a child of God, we'd like to encourage you to become one through obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know what he did on the cross for our sins. We know how he was taken with beneficent hands and placed in a borrowed tomb, and how he arose on the third day. All of this was done for our sins according to the scriptures. Believe that good news with all of your heart. Repent of all of your sins. Confess your faith as Christ being the Son of God, and submit to baptism in water for the remission of your sins, and arise from the watery grave to live a brand new life, not worried or disturbed about the possibility of storms coming into your life to bother you, because you will have inside braces for outside storms. Maybe you're here and you're already a child of God, but in a moment of weakness you have fallen or lapsed into a state of disobedience. Maybe you have experienced a weakening of your faith. Maybe you didn't feel that because you are a child of God, you should have to go through storms. But being children of God does not exempt us from the storms of life. The Lord will sustain us and bring us through the storms, but he will not exempt us from the storms. If you're here and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, you can do that through repentance, confession, and prayer. Will you come even now as we together stand and as we sing?
Careless soul, why do you linger, wandering from the fold of God? I hear you not, the invitation, oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, soon be gone. Oh, how sad.